A senior center and housing facility is in the works in Skagway, and the group tasked with developing a plan is looking for funding. The project could cost about $7 million. The question now is how much money the municipality is willing to commit. On a recent rainy afternoon, Nola Lampkin, Ginny Cochran, and Michael Baish gathered in the Big Dippers building, which serves as a temporary senior center in the winter. The three friends are on the Senior Ad Hoc Committee, which 3 years ago started investigating what it would take to build a permanent senior center in Skagway. Baish is the committee chair.
Stan Selmer appointed us to be an ad hoc mayor's committee to do what we've done. And we think we've done a hell of a good job. And now it's up to the assembly and to the town to say, we'll go here, we'll go there, we'll do this, we'll do that.
In the past year, the committee received a grant for pre-development assistance from the Foraker Group. That included a needs assessment and a financial feasibility study. The needs assessment found that the number of seniors in Skagway is expected to double within 10 years. Right now, there is no senior housing or permanent senior center in the community.
Housing is limited here in the valley, especially for 6 months when the cruise ships are coming. All of a sudden, there's a great demand, and an apartment can be worth triple what it is in the winter. And for people on a fixed income or living on Social Security or whatnot, it's a real burden. And so there is a need for senior housing.
Lampkin says she knows seniors who have left Skagway because they can't find affordable housing.
There have been people who have to go outside away from friends and family.
With an aging population and few existing amenities, the assessment did identify a need for senior services. The next step was to determine the scope and cost of the project. At a recent meeting, the committee received a feasibility study from their consultants. It estimates the total development cost for the senior center is $2.6 million. For 7 senior apartments on top of the center, it's $4.2 million. Built together, the senior center with housing would cost about $7 million. The building would be located at a site donated by the city on 11th and Broadway. Here are a few more details from the study. The 7 senior apartments would include 3 market-rate rentals and 4 reduced-rent apartments for low-income seniors. The apartments could be self-sustaining, but the senior center would need to be subsidized each year at a cost between $66,000 and $120,000. Now, the committee needs to find out where they can get funding, so they're going to the borough assembly.
Before we go any further, we need to find out what our funding potential is.
The senior center request is happening during a time when Skagway government officials are wringing their hands about the long list of expensive capital projects on the horizon. They include the public safety facility, a recreation center expansion, and renovations to State Street. But the senior committee members say they've only heard positive things from borough officials so far. And Ginny Cochran says,
I like to remind the assembly members that we hope that they will make it to become a senior citizen and they would be able to take advantage of what we're getting in place for them.
For Baish, it comes down to this.
We need a place. We're about the only small town of our size or even smaller in Alaska that does not have a senior facility.
The borough assembly is set to discuss the senior center at a meeting February 4th. Reporting from Skagway, I'm Emily Files.